Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Carol McCracken. And after a short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verses, Philippians 3, 13 through 14. Today's Bible verses are Philippians 3, 13 through 14. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Regret is a silent thief, stealing moments that can't be reclaimed. It festers in the corners of the mind, reminding of paths not taken, unspoken words, and missed opportunities. Consider the regret of a parent who neglected to spend time with their child only to realize the fleeting nature of youth too late. In ministry, I've seen many parents working hard to provide, but this turns into workaholic behavior in some. Children's events are missed and milestones pass without being shared. Property managers and doctors are on call, and rightly so in some cases. But improperly managed, margins of time vanish. Or the regret of a student who didn't pursue their passion and settled for a path dictated by others' expectations. Parents and mentors advise on a solid career that provides, and again, sometimes rightly so, as some children are more mature than others. But some children are called. Regret often accompanies actions driven by fear or hesitation. It's the voice that whispers, "What if?" when faced with pivotal decisions. Yet dwelling on regret serves no purpose other than to darken the present. Instead, use regret as a teacher. Learn from past mistakes and let them guide future choices. Embrace each moment with intentionality, mindful of the potential for regret, but unburdened by its weight. In today's Bible verses, Philippians 3, 13 through 14, the Apostle Paul writes to Jesus' followers in Philippi. Paul is in prison for teaching about Jesus. He wrote the full letter in thankfulness for receiving a gift from the Philippians to support him. He wants to encourage them to continue to follow Jesus, even if they're persecuted. Paul isn't anxious or regretful in jail. Paul initially persecuted Christians for following Jesus. He was a well-educated Pharisee who knew the Jewish law and followed it religiously. And then Jesus got a hold of Paul and radically changed Paul's thinking. Of all people, Paul could have been tortured with regrets. Christians were murdered because of him. But Jesus used all that for good. Paul was the perfect example of receiving mercy and grace. Paul says he forgets what's behind him. The memory may still be there, but it's settled. Paul moves forward. His goal is heaven and to be with Christ forever. The one who killed Jesus' followers because Paul was offended for God had no greater desire than to be with Jesus. Paul wasn't perfect by any means. He was allowing God to remove all the things that needed to be removed from Paul's character. Paul has a goal he's pressing forward to, and he knows he won't reach it in this lifetime. Paul is pressing on to what Jesus wanted, not what Paul wanted. Paul would lead many people to Jesus based on his encounter with Christ. Acts 9:15 tells us Paul would speak of that experience. Certainly, Paul would not choose to suffer in order to bring others to Christ. The New Testament contains Paul's letters, which tell of his missionary journeys. Paul could have been an honored and revered Pharisee who taught the law in more comfortable circumstances, but that isn't what Jesus wanted for Paul. He didn't want Paul to keep people from Jesus, and Paul came to regret what he did in defense of God as a Pharisee. He settled it. His focus is moving forward to what lies ahead. Eventually, Paul will be all he can be. All of us have things we regret. Sometimes it's a maturing process. Sometimes it's bad decisions. We make decisions that prove wrong because we don't have the whole picture. We may still be working on making things right with people we've harmed or mistreated. We may have lost the opportunity to correct our wrongs just as Paul did when he had people put to death for following Jesus. But I promise you, God can use every bit of that for good. You and I, as believers in Christ, have the same reward waiting for us. God promises to strengthen us to move forward if we lean on Him to help us do it. God will meet us where we are, but He's not content to leave us there. We're moving forward each day to be more like Jesus, but we won't reach that goal until we're with Him. Let God help you settle the regret you may experience. Let's pray. Dear Lord in heaven, we have regret. We all do, all your children. But Lord, you help us not to be hampered by regret. You can help us not allow darkness of regret to be on our present. You help us to look forward. Lord, in times that we do forget because we are human, help us quickly to turn back to you, to understand that all we have to do is to lean on you. And though the going may be tough, you are there. You are there with us and we are not alone. Help us to cleanse our mind of regret, Lord, even if we can't forget it. Help us understand that you can use it for good. In your name we pray. Amen.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.